Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much once again this evening for this privilege you've given to us to be in your presence. Truly, we could say there is no better place to be than to be in your presence. Heavenly Father, we've come here tonight not to see ourselves, but to meet with you. Heavenly Father, as mortal men, we can't help ourselves. That is why we've come to you tonight. Father, you know the needs that are presented here tonight. I present these needs unto you. Pray, Heavenly Father, may you come and meet with these needs. May you be the one doing the speaking tonight, O God. May you come and address our situation. May you come and open our eyes. May you come and give us a furtherance in our walk with you. We all want to have a testimony when the service comes to an end that truly we've been in your presence. Grant it, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You are all welcome to the house of God this evening. As we remain standing, we're going to read from five places this evening. Don't worry, they're not going to be long. They're going to be in the same book. So we just change chapters. The book of St. John, chapter 3. That's where we're going to start from. St. John chapter 3, we will start from verse 5. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. The Bible said, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again.
Amen.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Yes. John chapter 14. Verse 26. This was Jesus speaking here, and I want us to follow this very carefully and closely. Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name." I want you to note that. I will read it again. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you."
Amen.
Chapter 15, verse 26. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send."
Amen.
Did you catch that?
Amen.
Did you catch that?
Amen.
The previous chapter says, "Whom the Father will send."
Amen.
And now there it says, "Whom I will send."
Amen.
"But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me."
Amen.
Chapter 16, verse 13. "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come."
Amen.
Chapter 14, verse 6. The last verse we read speaks about the Spirit of truth, right?
Yes.
Chapter 14, verse 6, yes, it says, "And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Amen.
May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. You can please have your seat. God helping us this evening, and if you don't mind, I want you to follow me because I will try to be a little bit fast so that I can get what's on my mind out. I want to speak tonight on the new birth.
Amen.
the new birth. We find in the scripture where we read, Jesus was saying, "Very, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit." And we also find that that was one commandment that Jesus taught, and he said, "You must be born again." Amen. It's not asking you for your suggestion about it. It's something that you must do. Amen. And the prophet in the sermon, Hebrews chapter 5, if you are writing it down, he said, when the new birth is come, you are changed.
Amen.
You don't have to do anything to prove it. Your life proves it. As you walk, your love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, patience, that's what you are. And the old world sees the reflection of Jesus Christ in you. So we find that tonight, Christianity is just more than what you profess.
Amen.
Christianity is a life that you live.
Amen.
It's a life that you cannot live by yourself until you meet Christ.
Amen.
Now, I want to take us back to the beginning. And if time will permit, we'll travel through the scriptures. You see, originally, man was created by God in the likeness of his image. And we can find that in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
Amen.
That man in that scripture was a theophany man.
Yes.
That man was a spirit man, perfect in the sight of God.
Amen.
It was sinless before God until God created him a body out of the dust of the earth. And then put a soul in to dwell in.
Yes.
Then that natural body fell by transgression.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Amen.
You say, our natural life here is nothing but a perversion.
Yes.
Our natural life here is nothing but a perversion.
Amen.
It really should be the right life to begin with. It should be the right life to begin with. But it was perverted by the natural birth. What that means is that the way I came to the world, the way you came to the world, give every one of us a fallen nature.
Yes. Yes.
We can't help ourselves. That is how we came.
Amen.
You say, but that was not God's original intention or plan.
Amen.
You say, now, that natural birth placed a curse on us, which resulted from Eve's affair with the serpent.
Yes.
I won't have time to go deep into this now, but I believe I'm talking to a mature audience.
Amen.
That fall, which resulted from what happened between Eve and the serpent. Many people today want us to believe, oh, it was an apple that they ate. Okay? When they ate the apple, they realized they were naked. So I guess we should pass out more apples today.
That's right. Amen.
You didn't get that.
Amen.
Many people are walking on the street today naked.
Amen.
So if apple made them realize that they were naked, I guess we should give more people apples.
Amen.
So that they will know that they are naked and put on some clothes.
Amen.
But we know from the study of the scripture, it was not an apple that they ate. There was something that happened between the serpent and Eve. And that put on the natural birth a curse on us, which we could not help ourselves. If you come the way I came, you have that curse on you. You say, man is not supposed to die. Man was not supposed to die. Neither was man supposed to get sick. For himself, he possesses eternal life to begin with, which is the very life of God.
Amen.
So eternal life is the very life of God.
Amen.
But when Adam and Eve disobeyed God's word, all men born of a woman from then on were considered born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. All sinners in the eyes of God. Man was not supposed to be born through sex. That was not God's plan.
That was never God's program. God originally created man just by calling him out of the dust of the earth. And how God created the first man, Adam. And that's how God intended it to be in the first resurrection. God speaks their names and the dead in Christ shall rise first from the dust of the earth. Amen. Original life was perverted when the serpent unveiled sexual reproduction to mankind. Yes. Are you getting me this evening? Amen. The original life was perverted when the serpent unveiled sexual reproduction to mankind. It was the result of Eve.